Sir.
In order to get on with the studies that you authorized last night, both McNamara and Ball need authority to cut in about 2 people each on their own staff. We'll keep a list of those who are doing it, but we need to have that much
That's
authority.
Good.
Right.
That's good.
Right, sir.
Anything else?
And was anything I can do for you on the speech, or do you want
No, I don't think so. There's a... Rusk put back in it about 2 o'clock, everything about getting out yesterday.
You're having trouble getting it the way you want. If you want someone just to do it the way you want, I know you don't want to hear any more argument on it. I'll be glad to help.
All right. Now, there's the Morse thing. I would like you to analyze and summarize his stuff and get some of it out of his crawl. Just say you've studied it, the President asked you to make a special study, and you and your staff have.
Yeah.
And the 15 minutes he's in there waiting to just get a little bit out of the stuff out of
What I think that comes down to, Mr. President, I've said in a memo to you, is that I think it all depends what you go in there for. If you're going in there to get them to put a blanket over getting out, you won't fool anybody. If you're going in there to try and make our case and get observers to see what the VC are doing, it's worth trying. But I don't think that's what he means, and I don't think he'll sit still for that, and that's what I'm going to try and find out.
I thought that one thing that we could very well do, I don't want to get into the charter thing in San Francisco.
No.
I do not want to get into proliferation in any way, so it looks like I'm copying Pearson or Bobby. What is your analysis of that now, the Bobby thing?
I can't go behind what Keeney gave you in that memorandum. I think the damned nuisance about it is that a lot of this stuff, when we're ready, we can do ourselves, and that people will play it as if this was something he prodded us into, which is just not the case. And I think the question is how to get going on our own work without having that the appearance.
Now, what is the status of the Gilpatrick document that went to these people?
We have reviewed the Gilpatrick document. It has been fed into the works. The proposals that came forward, if you had wanted to discuss it in your speech, are based largely on reworking and refining of the Gilpatrick thing. The machinery of the government is in good shape. The question is simply when we want to bring these things to a decision and when we want to unveil them, and that's something that that you should decide.
I'd leave them up to the legislative group. I understand there's a war going on with Anderson and Scoop Jackson. That group and
let them have a wrangle.
We can just let them initiate it. He's give him that field and let him press the executive, and we'll point out what President Kennedy
didn't do. We've gone several steps beyond President Kennedy on that, and we can go further, but I think the time to do it is when there is a resumed session of an international body that is working on this subject. Is not since you don't want to do it now.
But I gather that the Gilpatrick recommendations went to the Atomic Energy Commission, I guess.
They went to the heads, Mr. President, of each agency back in January, and with a construction that they hold them very tight because we wanted to work them out. They have been held tight. They have been worked on. They have been worked on, fed into the thinking of the disarmament agency, which is the right place. They have not leaked publicly, and there's no one, I don't believe that the actual, what specifically is in the Gilpatrick report as against the kind of common knowledge of the problem, what specifically is in it, I don't think is leaked. The problem is the same shape no matter who walks up to it. You can see that non-proliferation is a problem, and everyone knows that, and the question is what to do about it.
Is there any reason why you shouldn't make available a Gilpatrick report?
I'd like to have you take one more look at it. It's not all that sensitive. The reason for not putting it out is that is only that until we've decided what our position is on it, we don't want to have a report to you pressing us, unless you want it that way. Our initial feeling was, you remember, that we didn't want that. We wanted to hold on to it.
I would consider getting Seaborg and Rust and whoever else.
There's a committee that's charged with these
things. Fisher.
Yeah.
How is Bush Fisher? Is he able and loyal?
He is totally loyal, Mr. President. He's so loyal it hurts. I mean, he's the kind of guy that if he's working for... He knows who he's working for, and he's working for Lyndon Johnson.
Well, our intelligence told us that some of the Gilpatrick staff people talked to Kennedy staff people, and some of the Foster staff people, particularly Foster, had urged this upon Kennedy.
Well,
but Foster was right in the middle of it, and Gilpatrick was. Now, do you think that's wrong? You don't know, do you?
Unless I had it, I certainly know. I know nothing either way, but
I sure hope Butch Fisher wasn't.
Well, Mr. President, it would astonish the hell out of me if Butch would do that. He just isn't like that.
Would you feel the same way about Foster?
It would certainly surprise me, you know. I would have thought that both of them would have felt, as all of us did over here.
You see, some of our people were talking to some of Kennedy's people. The newspaper boys have been trying to make something of a fight out of the Dominican Republic.
And
I think that's their line, though. I believe that's Bobby's line. I read from between the lines, one of the New York reporters tell me that he tells Don Mafidi and some of the rest of them that that this is his independent stance, and that he wants to do a little needling and think it brings him a little recognition, and it does, and that he wants to have develop a little independent stance in these things. Well, I think what we ought to go to then is to ask this group what their reaction is and what they ought to do, and I don't think I necessarily need to agree with it. I think I need to have a position, which probably would be a harder one than they would recommend. And we let the peace lovers get on board with Bobby, and we just don't buy the thing, and
you
let Gilpatrick go his way. Now, Gilpatrick's been up to this. This is an old stunt for him to leak stuff. And I told you when we put him on that committee, it was against my better judgment. I didn't want to do it. But damn it, I just didn't have the steel in my spine. And,
I really would. Of course, you know, if you've got. You've got evidence.
Well, I told you this the other day, and I've had it for 10 days. I don't have the slightest doubt. Doesn't your boy conclude that about out of the six things, four of them came out of it?
No, sir.
Does he conclude?
What is the head of his conclusion?
I read it, but I thought that he felt that about out of about six principal points, four of them had their genesis in the Gilpatrick report.
Well, genesis is the point, Mr. President. Those things have been talked around. I mean, you could go into a college seminar and hear most of them. They're not that secret. And they're just, as you look at the problem, these are the ones you'd come to, and that whether they're in one piece of paper or another doesn't make one piece of paper the parent of the other. There are a couple of things, he thinks, and I'm honestly not clear in my mind what they are. I don't have the memorandum right in front of me. There are a couple of things, he thinks, that are too close to the disarmament administration's proposals for the UN speech to be coincidental. And that, he thinks, means that there was some kind of back and forth between the people working on those proposals, which came over here and were worked into one of the drafts that you had. People working on those and people working on the Kennedy speech must have been in touch with each other. That is his conclusion. Not the Gilpatrick report, but the staff level between the Kennedy staff and the disarmament staff somewhere along the line.
Then let's get what our administration people recommend this administration's position to be and what moves it should take. Then let's in our own shop with some of your men or some devil's advocate. I don't want to get Scoop Jackson's group to do it, but somebody that can do that for me, give me the alternative.
Well, I'll tell you, Mr. President, if we do it in the usual way, it will bring in the Joint Chiefs and the Defense Department.
Oh,
the Joint Chiefs will certainly take, or can be counted on to take, a fairly negative view. The Atomic Energy Commission will sometimes take a negative view, and it's easy to get a divided report. What's hard in disarmament is to get a unanimous one.
That's good. Well, what we might recommend is a good thorough exploring before the Atomic Energy Commission. I can talk to Hickenlooper and Anderson and just let them get Bobby's proposals and let Wheeler go up and testify and let Seaborg and all the rest of them. I'll talk to Seaborg about it flying out, and that might be a good way to get
cool it off a while.
Well, just let them get going on.
What you really want is to have it argued out a while you are out of it. Is that right?
Well, I want to see what they recommend the public interest requires first.
Yeah.
Then I want the alternative to it.
Right.
I'm thinking now in terms of the alternative.
Mm-hmm.
On the speech, the one thing that I would like to have in the speech, if it were consistent, if it didn't knock off or throw overboard the South Vietnamese, if it didn't harden things up and make it tougher with Russia, I would like to say that we ask the United Nations to call in all parties and try to find a resolution to this thing. We ask the United Nations to go out,